Maldives, China overcharged on Belt and Road projects to trap us into debt. By Edwin Mora on November 27, 2018. Maldives President Ibrahim Mohamed Soli revealed on Monday that the island nation could not get out of its financial agreements with China despite Beijing building infrastructure projects inside the island nation at higher prices than initially quoted. "We believe that most of these projects are at inflated prices, and so we are looking at them," Soli's new finance minister Ibrahim Amir told reporters in New Delhi, a visit that marks the South Asian country's effort to resuscitate its relationship with China's regional rival India, according to Reuters. Despite the higher prices, Amir acknowledged that the Soli administration could not rescind the agreements, noting that Beijing has already completed many. "We cannot do much in terms of renegotiation, but going forward our objective would be to reduce the cost of our infrastructure projects," he proclaimed. Soli took office this month and is expected to end the cozy relationship the Maldives developed with China under his predecessor Abdullah Yameen, recently described by the South China Morning Post, SCMP, as the strongman president who many believed was in Beijing's pocket. On Monday, the Soli administration's new finance minister announced that the island nation is reviewing contracts awarded by Yameen, most of which reportedly went to Chinese firms and are believed to have left the Maldives in debt. The U.S. has repeatedly accused China of engaging in predatory lending practices, particularly in Africa, describing it as a hallmark of Beijing's investment strategy on the continent, an accusation the Asian giant denies. Last month, U.S. President Donald Trump signed a bill into law to revamp America's investment efforts in Africa to counter what the United States considers to be predatory economic practices across the continent at the hands of China. As the new leader took office in mid-November, Channel News Asia reported, Maldives President-elect Ibrahim Mohamed Soli takes office, seeking help from India and the United States to climb out from under a mountain of Chinese debt that his predecessor racked up in a breakneck development of the Coral Islands. On Monday, Reuters added, during a five-year building spree, China built a sea bridge connecting the capital city of Male to the main airport on another island and is developing the airport itself as well as building mass housing on land reclaimed from the sea. As part of its ambitious Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, which the U.S. considers a threat and vehicle for Beijing's predatory economic practices, China has built ports, bridges and highways in countries stretching from Bangladesh, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and its ally Pakistan, Reuters noted, adding. But of late it has faced criticism that many of its massive projects costing millions of dollars are pushing the smaller countries into debt. India, which has been traditional partner for most of the South Asian countries, has in addition viewed the expansive Chinese diplomacy as aimed at securing an outpost in some of the island nations such as Sri Lanka and the Maldives. China's rivalry with India has extended to the Maldives, a strategic region, Voice of America, VOA, reported recently, noting last week, optimistic of regaining ground lost to China in the Maldives in recent years. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi flew into the Maldivian capital, Male for the swearing-in of Ibrahim Mohamed Soli as president, who won a surprise victory in September. Modi was the highest-ranking foreign leader at the ceremony held on Saturday. The new administration's Foreign Minister Abdullah Shahid reportedly assured New Delhi that his country plans to return to an India-first policy. Beijing has dismissed allegations it is pushing the Maldives towards debt, adding that it hopes the new government will continue to work with China.